Join Lindsay Kitchen for the New Look English Florist podcast, a fortnightly show about living the life of an event florist. This is the extra snippings show to fill your Sundays between the longer episodes. And today, as Linz starts to build this New Look show, we're looking ahead with her to guests over the autumn to come.
Hello. Welcome back to the English Florist podcast. Guess what? I'm in my happy place. I am in Penwood and I've also got Maple with me. Hooning around in the undergrowth, as is her wont. I'm going to be really excited to talk in the coming weeks to one of my brides from earlier on this year. Her name's Jess and she married Sam. She's one of the very many couples, or they are one of the very many couples, who had their wedding postponed, not once but twice. She was a bride who, she actually lives down in Brighton, but her parents live in Essex. And so this was one of the very few weddings, destination weddings. And I know when you think of destinations, you think about going to a foreign clime, but I tend to stick quite close to home actually with my weddings. I don't travel much further than an hour and a half. But Jess was about three, all the way up to Essex. And I didn't really know her before. Her wedding planner, Louise Perry Weddings, was very kind in introducing us. She felt that we were a perfect match. Jess was looking for a very verdant, undone style of florals, or not even florals, greenery to her wedding. She didn't really, I think actually when we first met, she didn't really want many flowers. It was mostly all about the greens and a smidge of white. So we met. They came to me, to my house in Newbury. Mum and Louise, who also lives in Essex, came down from Essex and we had a lovely meeting and they liked me, I'm pleased to say, and booked me. But the wedding got pushed back over 2 years and we finally got to deliver that beautiful wedding on the 1st of May this year. And what a wedding it was. And I don't want to give too much away, but I got to see those photographs a couple of months after Jess and Sam did, and they were just amazing. And if you're a florist listening to this, you know that feeling when you know it's a big old job and you're kind of stressed about it. Well, this was a big old job for me. Logistically and technically, it was something that I hadn't done before and I had to work out all of the mechanics. And of course, I had 2 whole years, so I kept pushing it back to the back of my mind thinking it's going to be okay. And then literally I got to the few months running up to the wedding and I started practicing my mechanics. And then I got to see those photographs a few months ago and they were just insane. And I have to pinch myself. I look at them and I can't believe that I created that backdrop to their beautiful wedding. And it's just one element. It's not all about me. I'm not a piano tuner. Me. I am just one small aspect that goes into making these days really, really magical, really, really special. And I just wanted to talk to her. And I think I'm going to do this again going forward. I keep up with a couple of brides over the years. I don't know how, but we just make a connection. We don't really message each other. We're not suddenly best friends and stuff. But we just clicked and you keep in touch over the years. So you get to the 5th anniversary, the 10th anniversary. Yep, I have been doing it that long. And you catch up with them and you see how many children they've got and where they're living and all those things. And so I just wanted, I think Jess is going to be one of those brides. And so I asked her if she would come and talk to me about that whole time in lockdown, about pushing the wedding back, and also about what it was about me and my flowers. What were the things? Because there was two parts to her wedding. She had a civil ceremony the day before, and then she had the actual ceremony and reception with 200 guests on the Sunday, for which all of these flowers were created for. And I just wanted to talk to her about it and her thoughts about it. Because I think it's really nice sometimes to understand why couples choose us as suppliers. What was it about me that made her want me? Because I know when we rescheduled the wedding for the last time, the second time, I was ambivalent whether I should go forward and take it forward. And she messaged me after I said that I would and said she was so pleased and that they would have moved the wedding if I couldn't have done it. And that's just hugely flattering, but actually quite scary, if I'm honest. So I wanted to talk to Jess, and I think it might be a start of a conversation where I pick up with other couples about what it was, because it's not just your ability to arrange flowers, to offer a service. It's about the people behind small businesses that people often relate to and buy into and want a piece of. And I think that's really, really important that if you are a small business that you understand that, because if you don't have that connection, you're not necessarily going to get the job. So yeah, all to come. Very excited.
Follow Lindsay on Instagram at The White Horse Flower and be here for next week's longer episode.